Now, the capture of bin Laden involved the collaboration of many people, but it could be that none of them will receive a share of the multi-million dollar reward that was on bin Laden's head, NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
The Rewards for Justice program dangles millions of dollars in front of people who help capture international terrorists. The money motivated an informant to go to the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan and turn in Ramzi Youssef back in 1995. He helped plan the first World Trade Center bombing. The program also led the military to Saddam Hussein's sons. They were killed after a four-hour firefight. Investigating agencies like the FBI or CIA have to nominate tipsters. The nominations go to a special government committee, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton must approve them. Here's Clinton.
Given the importance of confidentiality to the Rewards for Justice program, I cannot comment at all on whether anyone has been nominated for a reward in this or any other case.
But there are questions about whether the $27 million reward for Osama bin Laden might ever leave the bank. That's because U.S. investigators say they pieced together bin Laden's whereabouts from many different bits of information, and no single person is responsible for putting investigators on his trail. There's another reason why the money won't easily leave federal hands. Intelligence officials say key tips on the bin Laden courier network came from terrorism suspects with deep ties to al-Qaeda, some of whom were exposed to enhanced interrogation tactics. Not exactly the people U.S. investigators would choose to get a huge payday. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.